Stanley, take it away, Dick.
Well, hi out there, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Frolic. Yes, each Wednesday evening, as a public service feature of Wonderful Wolf Radio, we bring you the Wednesday Night Frolic live from the Charleston Armed Services YMCA at 259 Meeting Street in downtown Charleston. We have lots of entertainment, such as weather, news, comedy, plus interesting interviews with church and civic groups and servicemen stationed in the Charleston area. Also, plenty of good music from top artists of the day. So, on with the show, for it is the Wednesday Night Frolics. Welcome to this week's Wednesday Night Frolic. This is Dick Stanley back from my vacation in Germany, you might say, speaking for George Stevens, who has a slight frog in his throat, and we're hoping that you're going to enjoy the show tonight. Right now, Percy Faith and the orchestra say, "You've Gotta Hide Your Love Away." Attention service personnel in the Charleston area. The Charleston Armed Services YMCA at 259 Meeting Street in downtown Charleston, the servicemen's home away from home, serving the military 24 hours each and every day, presents this week's program calendar.
We have plenty of activities planned for military personnel here this week at the Armed Services Y, starting off with tomorrow night's lemonade and popcorn party, followed by movies on travel, sports, and educational subjects. Each weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, feature movies are shown in our little theater. Free of charge this weekend, we'll be showing a drama starring Rock Hudson and Cornell Borchers, and a comedy starring Abbott and Costello. As an added attraction, each Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock, we have free bus tours of downtown historical Charleston. Military and dependents are invited. There are also contests and tournaments held each Wednesday and Saturday. Sunday is always a busy day, starting off with the Java Club at 10 a.m. with free coffee and donuts, followed by a go-to-church program. Double feature movie and bus tour occupy the afternoon, and then at 6, the free fellowship supper, sponsored each week by a church or civic-minded organization. This week, sponsored by the Armed Services YMCA. Climaxing the Big Sunday is the Variety Hour, featuring the top in local professional or amateur talents. Monday night, servicemen are invited to play chess or checkers with the Charleston Chess Club. Tuesday nights, the disc jockey practice for their live Wednesday Night Frolics radio show. So there you have it, servicemen. The complete program planned just for you this week at the Armed Services YMCA. Servicemen's home away from home, open 24 hours daily at 259 Meeting Street in downtown Charleston. This is Rick Allen of the USS James C. Owen saying, "Believe in yourself, and what others think won't disturb you." And we'll see you all soon at the Serviceman's Y.
Okay, servicemen, real fine words for you indeed. And now we call upon the Johnny Mathis, and he's going to sing a little bit about those guys and gals.
Thank you.
This is the wonderful Woke Radio Radar Weather Eye. Weather for today and tomorrow, up to the minute. This is what we see through the wonderful Woke Radio Radar Weather Eye.
Is orchestra and chorus with a third man theme.
Say, parents out there listening, if your kids complain that they can't sleep in strange beds on vacations, cite the example of George Washington. He slept in a different bed every night of his life. Let's turn the clock back now to last Sunday morning at the Java Club when George Stevens was giving away another one of his many gifts.
Sounds like an old car, doesn't it? Let's give away a free telephone call to anywhere in the continental United States. See who our lucky winner is going to be. Looks like number 28. 28. Where are you? Well, look at the big smile on his face. He must come from the East Coast because I know I'm going to save money today, right?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. That's the home of the Louisville Slugger and also some other stuff. But, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your name?
Wallace Henderson.
Wallace, what's your ship?
Johnston, DD-21.
Yeah, what are you doing, Johnston?
I'm a bartender.
Boiler tender. We're going to get a new boiler here in our building, so maybe when we install it, we'll have to have you sent down here or something, huh? what'd you used to do back in Nashville? Go to school?
Went to school.
School? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you were home?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. You get home quite often?
Fairly often. I'm getting out in November.
Well, that's something. Well, we sure like to give you a free telephone call. Who would you like to talk to?
I have to call home.
Want to call home? It's time to ask for money again, isn't it, huh? Dear Mom, sending money. Well, we're going to give you a free telephone call all the way to Nashville, Tennessee, okay?
Okay.
Okay, congratulations. You're our lucky winner today.
And that was last Sunday morning at the Java Club. And for all the people, or all the sailors and servicemen who didn't win anything, all we can say to them is what Joni James sings. Joni James? That's better. Joni James, not James. Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Put on a happy face.
Gray skies are gonna clear up.
Put on
a happy face.
Your community calendar on WOKE keeps you posted all day long on everything that's going on.
The Medical Officer Procurement Team will visit the Medical College of South Carolina on Friday, 16 September 1966, to explain the various naval officer programs to members of the student body. College seniors may apply at this time for Officer Candidate School commencing after graduation. The Navy team will be contacted at the campus library reading room between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m.
There's a bright sun sweeping over the town, W-O-K-E.
Thank you very much there, Greg. That was Greg giving us those very kind words indeed. And now we're going to call upon the King Sisters, and they're going to tell us about what we all like to do on beautiful days. It's called Open Up Your Heart.
Sunshine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let your love shine.
Say there, servicemen, whether you're looking for a place to sleep, relax, or participate in the more active social program, the place to do it is downtown at the Charleston Armed Services Y. Yes, the Serviceman's Y stands ready 24 hours a day to serve the needs of the men in uniform. This is just another community effort through your United Fund.
And right here at the Armed Services YMCA, all servicemen are invited. Do I hear something frying? It sounds like some of the eggs they got out in the kitchen. All servicemen are invited to stay here on any night for a minimum fee right here at the Armed Services YMCA. Also, Sunday, we want all servicemen to remember at 10 o'clock, and that's not really too early, but 10 o'clock in the morning, we have the Java Hour, and we hope George will be back this week with his voice for the Java Hour with free coffee and donuts, 10 o'clock this Sunday morning. And at 1 p.m., we have the double feature movie, and at 6 p.m., the fellowship supper. And at 8 o'clock, we have our regular variety hour, and we have some pretty good entertainment coming up in the near future. Also, every Wednesday night, as is tonight, we want all the servicemen to remember that we have our regular radio program, and we hope you're listening in. And if you're not listening in down on the ship or wherever you're at, if you're not listening to the show, come on down to the Y and see the show being put on live over wonderful woke radio. Every Friday, we have a feature movie at 8 o'clock, and on Saturdays, feature movie at 2:30 p.m., and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we have the tours of historic Charleston that leave the Armed Services YMCA in the Armed Services bus at 1 o'clock, going all around downtown Charleston, showing the historic sites of Charleston. Right now, we can't forget the pool tables.
No, we can't.
You know, Rick, I almost forgot that it's been a month or a little better than a month since I've been here.
That's right.
And I haven't yet played pool since I've been back.
Shall we play a game of pool right after the show?
I think that'd be a good idea. And I don't know, there's 15 balls on the table, and there's one little white ball, and I forget what the white ball's for.
It hits all the other balls, you know.
That hits the other balls?
Yeah, you're supposed to put them all in the pockets, you know.
I see. Well, George went and got three new pool tables for us to play on, and I guess after the show tonight, let's have a little game.
Why not?
Remember something, Rick, things average up.
That's right.
If you think too much of yourself, though, remember, others won't.
That's kind words indeed.
Kind words and very, very smart words. Right now, Bert Kempfert plays for us a little bit of the Happy Trumpeter, and he's a pretty good trumpeter himself. That sort of winds up part one of the Wednesday Night Trolley. We hope you'll be back for part two when we have some very good entertainment, starting out with Peggy Lee right after we pause for NBC Emphasis. You're in tune to wonderful woke radio, WOKE, 1340 on your radio dial. It's 9:30 and time for NBC Emphasis.
Yes, I feel like I gotta travel.
We have many special activities lined up for you servicemen at the Armed Services YMCA. I'm going to tell you about just a few of them. For you servicemen who are interested in radio broadcasting, we have our regular disc jockey class at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday evenings. This is a very good opportunity for young men to get started in a profession. On Thursday evenings, we have our regular ice cream or lemonade party at 8 p.m., followed by a couple of short selected movies. These movies may be educational or scenic views of the world and what goes on around it. Now, this is Rick Allen of the USS James C. Owens saying, it isn't how you play the game,
It is how good of sports you are. Good sportsmanship is important. We'll look forward to seeing you soon at the Y.
And right here at the Armed Services Y, you're listening to the Wednesday Night Frolics brought to you live. This is Dick Stanley speaking for George Stevens, who is not feeling too well at the present time, and we hope that he'll be back with us next week. Right now, from the movie of the same name, Bobby Darin sings a song that Peter Nero wrote, Sunday in New York.
On Sunday, big city taking a nap, comes true on Sunday in New York.
This is the Wonderful Woke Radio Radar Weather Eye. Weather for today and tomorrow, up to the minute. This is what we see through the Wonderful Woke Radio Radar Weather Eye.
And that was Peter Nero with the sweetest sounds. You know, Rick, it's easier to let things go in one ear and out the other, but only if you have a minimum in between.
You're talking to the right
person. I'm talking to the right person, right.
Thanks.
Thanks, yeah, right, thanks. Let's listen to... Oh, who do we got next? No, we don't have nothing next. Let's turn the clock back to last Sunday night when George Stevens gave away a phone call at the Fellowship Supper.
Oh, and around it goes, and around it's stopping. Number 10. Where's 10? 10. Well, come out. Come on over here. My golly, look at how lucky he looks. What's your name?
Joe Brockman.
Joe Brockman? Where are you from, Joe?
Oregon.
Oregon? Spin it again. Oregon?
Right.
Let's see, that's on the East Coast here somewhere. No?
West Coast.
West Coast. Have you checked lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. When was the last time you were out there?
December.
December? How would you like to go?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, open the door. golly, what ship are you on?
Fulton.
The Fulton?
Right.
What is that, a steamboat? No, I guess everybody pulls that. That's the Fulton Follies. What's your job on the Fulton?
Well, right now I'm on deck force.
Oh, well, somebody's got to do that work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we could send you to Oregon. Whereabouts in Oregon?
Monroe.
Monroe?
Right.
Was that named after the president?
No, not.
Or the calculator? Well, by golly, who are you going to call?
My girl.
Oh? What's her name?
Artis Moore.
Doris?
Who? Artis.
Artis. Hey, that's different. Artis. I knew an artist once, but she was full of paint. Of course, some of these girls I've seen walking around town have a lot of paint on them, too. golly, what'd she do back there? What does she do?
Right now, she's working in a department store.
Uh-huh. When are you going to get married?
Next June.
Next June? Got the ring?
Hope. Yeah, I got everything.
Got everything? The hope chest?
Yeah, she's got it.
Yeah, she's got that, too. Well, good. Well, to seal it off to make sure that she doesn't get away from you, we're going to call her tonight, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's give him a real big round of applause here, huh?
Okay, thank you very much, George. George Stevens giving away one of the many gifts, a telephone call, last Sunday night at the Fellowship Supper. You know, it takes relatively little to rid yourself of a terrible bore. But to do it, just lend him a few dollars, usually not more than 10, and you'll never see him again. The Johnny Mansingers right now sing for us, Save Your Heart for Me.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember I
your community calendar on WOKE. Keeps you posted all day long on everything that's going on.
Would you like a foster grandparent to give your exceptional child a kindergarten experience in your home? The child must be 3 to 6 years of age, physically handicapped, emotionally disturbed, or mentally retarded. Call 722-3547 for information. That number again, 722-3547 for information. Thank you very much.
There's a bright sun sweeping over the town.
Okay, and now we're going to have a wonderful guitar solo by Silvio Francisco. And they're going to play Tico Tico.
Weekends are really fun at the Servicemen's YMCA. The Sunday Variety Show is a popular activity here at the Servicemen's Y. Professional and amateur talent and bands provide weekly entertainment every Sunday night at 8 p.m., immediately following the free fellowship supper. You can even start off your Sunday right with free coffee and donuts. So, servicemen, use your Armed Services Y, the serviceman's home away from home. This is Wally Rhodes off the USS Bordelon saying, the most realistic survival kit looks very much like a wallet. To prove this point, save money and spend your spare time here at the serviceman's Y.
Thank you very much. Wally Rhodes giving us a very interesting word indeed. We're going to talk to a rather interesting sailor here who just come back from a very interesting trip. His name is Dick Stanley. He's off the USS Strong. And Dick, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit. Where did you head out to?
We went to Germany.
That's right. And what do you want to do there? Or what did you do there, rather?
Well, for the week we were there, we were offered some different tours. One was to the brewery there that they had. Germany is famous for the beers that they make. Another one of the tours which I went on was a tour of the city. We stopped at Wilhelmshaven. I believe that means Williams Harbor or Williams Haven. The town Wilhelmshaven was, in my opinion, about the cleanest seaport that I have ever seen. Germany is supposed to be noted for its clean cities, but this place was exceptionally clean.
Well, tell me, Dick, how many ports did you visit while there at Germany? One, two, or how many?
No, we were only at the one port at Wilhelmshaven.
Oh, yes, and I understand they have some nice beaches there for enjoyment and relaxation for servicemen. Can you tell us, just give us a quick rundown of what the weather's like there and the beaches and everything?
Well, the beaches were open when we got there. We were there in August. The temperatures over there range around this time of the year in the 70s, which may seem kind of cool, or which we might like, because of the warm weather we've been having here. But the water was nice. It was clear. The beaches were clean. They had one long beach. I mean, it's for as far as you could see. Nothing but sand and ocean. It was a really nice place. And I'd like to go back there sometime.
You would. Well, tell me one more thing here, Dick. Was there any hotels for tourists to stay at here at the beach or in this city, large hotels, that is?
There were a few large hotels, not at the beach itself, though. The beach is across. The large hotels were down in the main part of the city itself, and the beach was across this bridge that the ships would go underneath. And a little out of the way. However, it was, I'd say about 2 miles distance.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've been speaking with Dick Stanley here after his real fine return trip from Germany. And now we call upon Alan Sherman and his comedy, and he's going to tell us we've got to have skin.
You gotta have skin.
All you really need is skin.
Alan Sherman, and now we call upon the echoing voices and trombones of Don Costa, and he's going to play for us day in, day out.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for this week's Wednesday Night Frolics. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you'll be back next week for part one of the Wednesday Night Frolics at 9:05. Until then, this is Dick Stanley speaking for George Stevens, Rick Allen, and Wally Rhodes, and all the servicemen here at the Armed Services Y, saying that you're in tune to Wonderful Woke Radio, WOKE, 1340 on your radio dial.